Chapter 5. Telephone Exchanges. Touching Base with Your Clients. 5.2. Introduction. Task 8. You're going to listen to Alison, a sales manager giving 4 pieces of advice helping business people to convert telephone leads into clients. Write down her advice below. Choose the one you think is most important and justify your choice. Remember to use the phrases for expressing opinions from below.
It doesn't matter how many clients a firm has on its books. Each lead is precious and should be treated as if it's worth $1 million, because it might well be. Converting an inquiry over the phone might sound easy, but there is an art to winning a client from a call. It takes a lot of skill in managing the call correctly. It pays off to make sure you have the best staff representing the firm. This goes for who answers incoming calls too. That first impression is vital when someone is determining whether or not to become your client. Remember, the first point of contact is crucial. This is the first hurdle at which many firms fall down. Practice managers may think it's acceptable to give an inexperienced assistant the responsibility of handling their calls, but they may not have developed the skills or received the necessary training to know how to best manage the situation. The implications could be felt further down the line when those leads stop short of the initial call and the potential client has been lost. Secondly, have you ever thought about calls as a craft? Once a potential client is on the phone, it is important that they are handled with care. Many people will contact a new firm when they are in a period of flux in their lives, so emotions could be running high. To process their inquiry, the person handling their call must be aware that they are dealing with a real person in that moment. An empathetic ear and a moment of time taken to listen to what the caller is saying goes a long way to making them feel that this is the right firm for them. Thirdly, focus on active phone calls. When a person calls to make an inquiry with a firm, you really don't want that person to hang up having not made up their mind whether they want to give you their business. Rather, you want them to be convinced that they have made a good choice. And even if they don't immediately agree, that they will take their inquiry further with you. Theirs is an art to getting this right, and the trick is to be proactive during the call. Speaking positively gives a caller more confidence that the right decision is to enter into business with you. Finally, ask yourself the question, would I choose me? One of the best exercises you can do to get a good idea of how your calls are handled is to put yourself in the position of the caller themselves. Listen to how they are dealt with. Would it persuade or deter you? Maybe even call up the firm and mystery shop, taking notes of your feelings during the conversation and when you hang up. Make notes on how long it takes for the call to be answered, how friendly yet professional the greeting is, how efficient yet reassuring the person handling the call is, and whether, when you hang up, you feel confident that the firm is one with which you would do business.